3 to 5, if not 7 business days to get those refills taken care of. And so just want to remind patients, as you're preparing to come to the pharmacy, if you look at that bottle and there aren't any refills or that prescription is expired, it's only good for a year by law of Kansas State. Just kind of be prepared and be planning ahead. Give us a call. We can get that in a little bit early, but do allow yourself some extra time so we make sure that we get you exactly what you need.
Has this time gradually, taken longer here, Amber?
You know, it has. We saw these heightened refill wait times, you know, through the pandemic, of course, and just everything's just kind of changed and morphed a little bit since that has occurred, and the healthcare system's just a little bit different, and of course, everybody's just trying to take care of their patients, and it is taking a little bit longer than it used to. So just be aware of that and prepare accordingly.
Indeed. Keep that in mind. A helpful tip there from Amber and the professionals at Hague Pharmacy. What about medication shortages, Amber? Are we seeing any of those?
Absolutely. You know, we've seen those the last several years. I'd say right now it's probably even worse than it was before. And we're navigating those just like every pharmacy is. There's a lot of nationwide shortages. We get called, multiple calls every day of, hey, do you have this product in stock? My current pharmacy doesn't have it. And 9 out of 10 times, we don't have it either. It's a nationwide shortage on something. We are doing the best that we can. You know, the wholesalers that service our pharmacy here at Hague, as well as all the others in our community, they do what we call allocations. And so even if we order 10 boxes, we may only get 2. And that's just them doing their part to make sure that everybody has the same access to the medication. So if you're used to getting a 90-day supply, especially on some of those injectable insulins and different things going on, we may only be able to get you a 30-day supply just so we can make sure everybody gets what they need to maintain their health and wellness, too. So we are working with them, as is every pharmacy, and just appreciate everybody's patience and understanding as we navigate some unusual times.
I would assume, Amber, that can get frustrating.
It can be very frustrating, not only to us, but to the patient,
yeah.
Because we're just, they're needing that, and we understand they have that need, too, and we are doing the best that we can to make sure everybody gets at least something.
Well, Amber, can't let you go without bringing up Medicare and open enrollment. And, you know, there are all kinds of pitches, people getting phone calls, there's advertisements all over the place, and you just want to remind people to be aware, huh?
We are getting many, many reports at the pharmacy of people getting phone calls specifically. The most recent one is getting phone calls, and they are calling you to enroll you in a plan. And just be aware that the companies will not enroll you usually over the phone unless you reach out to them. So be sure not to give that Social Security number out. If your company is calling you for a reason, they should already have all of that information, and you should not need to give that over the phone. So just be aware of who you're talking to. If they're a local person and you know and trust them, of course, have that dialogue. If you do not know that person and it sounds like it's coming from a call center, I would suggest you don't give them any information.
There are predators out there. There is no doubt about that, so be aware. Good tip again. Amber, appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron. Everybody have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks, Amber. Appreciate it. Amber Hague, owner, pharmacist, Hague Pharmacy at 1400 West 12th. That's Hague Pharmacy. KVOE Live in Local 751, 40 degrees. Good morning.
Are you planning your holiday or Christmas party this year? Want to make the holiday family dinner easier to manage?